question to all of the candidates is this, and we'll start on this end with Mr. Drescher. How will you strengthen the economic base for American Ford? How will you strengthen the economic base for American Ford, and be specific?
Helping our economic condition, again, is in those first three things that I spoke about. It's keeping property taxes low. It's about keeping utility costs low, which drive businesses into our community. Those are two of the first things that large business looks at prior to going into a community. That is why we see Lehigh in the current biggest boom they've ever had. The funny thing is that their utility costs are currently half of ours. Also, they don't have the debt that we do. So, keeping debt low, controlling utility costs, controlling the burden on the tax base, those are the three things that generate a positive business flow. Also, you have to be willing to work with the businesses. For instance, if you look at Shields that sits out here in Sandy, look at the fight that went on to pull that business into their community. They gave them a tax break. They gave them a discount on the land. Again, they were working on getting them into their community.
American Fork City has a very strong business community. I did a run on the computer today and found that in 2010 we invited 99 new businesses into American Fork. This is businesses that weren't there the previous year. 2011, it was 123. 2012, it was 139. And in 2013, we invited 150 new businesses to our community. Now, I didn't separate the big box stores from the home-based businesses, but that were people that applied for business licensing and went through the process. American Ford generates a great deal of revenue from our sales tax with 5 auto dealerships. It's the golden egg in American Fork City. We're able to do a lot of things because of the sales tax that comes into our community from the residents of surrounding communities who doesn't have a strong tax base like our community does. And for this, we can do many things in our community. It's good to have a strong tax base. It's good to have a strong economic base. It's good to have business in our community, and we appreciate them very much.
Well, I believe the economic development's important. I think that one way we attract that is by having a low tax environment. If businesses are looking to relocate here, that's one of the things they're going to consider is, what's the tax environment like? Another way we can keep businesses, I believe, is by having good infrastructure. I've heard of a business here in American Fork that employs a lot of people across south of the freeway, and they threatened to leave because the road in front of their business was literally crumbling. I believe that that's unnecessary. You know, we have sufficient funds to address those types of needs. And the third thing is I'd like to see more high-tech businesses come to American Fork. We already have some, which is great. Orange Soda, Domo. There's a lot of opportunity right now for American Fork to attract businesses similar to how Lehigh has. And part of that is making sure that there's a place here, you know, zoned and available for them to come to.
I think we'll probably all agree on this issue that economic development is very important for our city. It helps to keep property taxes low by bringing in sales tax. Approximately 2/3 of the sales tax that the city brings in comes from people that do not live in American Fork. Those are people that are coming here and spending their money here, and it stays in our city. That helps to keep our property taxes low. Property taxes in American Fork have not been raised since 2008, and it was many years before that. And the reason, because of strong economic development. What I would specifically do to help economic development is I think we need to focus with somebody on the city staff that this will be their full-time job is to do economic development. And if this is done right, this person could easily justify their position by the businesses they bring into the city and the tax revenue that would offset their position.
Specifically, I would think that that's the job of the city council and the mayor. We've got to make businesses feel welcome in the city, and we also need to make sure that we invite all of them to come here. Anybody that's got any valuable business, we want it to be here in American Fork. And we want everybody around here to come shop in American Fork. That would be ideal. Come here, shop, leave their tax dollars, and move on. Leave their sales tax and go back home. But I think that's really the job of the city council and the mayor. We have got to make sure that taxes are low, and the business, when they come here, when we give them their word that we're not going to turn around and get them here and then raise their taxes up, that they can trust us, that we are men of our word and that we keep our word. And I think that's the best way to do it, invite them and then keep the taxes low and then do what we can to invite everyone in American Fork to shop here that we can get. Thank you.